Once again, we are sitting down with Matt Stringer, the Chief Executive of RNIB, for his weekly roundup of the big stories coming from the UK sight loss charity. Matt, great to have you on again.
Hello, Alan. My pleasure as ever. Nice to meet you.
We are going to start with quite a serious topic, Matt, an international topic that no one can be unaware of at the moment. It's the situation in Ukraine.
Yeah, I think we're all, you know, recoiling at the horror of what has unfolded over the last week and can't quite believe it's happening at all, let alone happening in Europe, our home continent. So I think we're all feeling it a lot. And clearly what we're feeling is a fraction of the, you know, the anguish being suffered by people out in the Ukraine. So what can we do as RNIB? Well, I think, you know, first two main things, really. You know, one is making sure we support our teams who might be affected, whether, you know, family connections with the region, and also anyone feeling, probably as we all are, you know, rather thoughtful and slightly down on the back of what's happening and what might happen. So, I mean, practically on the ground, clearly we don't as a UK charity have a presence out in Eastern Europe, but what we are doing is working with the sort of large disaster relief type agencies to make sure that we can put into the mix any appropriate materials, canes, watches, things that blind and partially sighted people might want if they come across the border from the Ukraine into any of the neighbouring countries. And clearly there's been Ukrainians coming over one of four borders, and I think that's probably nudging a million now by the time, you know, this programme goes out. So, you know, a lot of people who in dire need in Eastern Europe, displaced from their homes, and there will be a number of those people who are blind and partially sighted. So we're doing what we can to work, as I said, with those sort of broader international aid, disaster sort of recovery type charities, where we can get them to sort of transport our things over and make sure we can provide the appropriate support.
Absolutely. A situation, I'm sure, like others, I never thought I would see in my time so close to home. I'm going to take a look at one of our campaigns now, Matt. This is around accessible voting. You have an update on that for us.
The good news on Tuesday of this week, just gone, is that one of the influential groups of MPs met, who are the Public Administration and Constitutional Affairs Committee. Sounds a mouthful, but it's an important group of MPs who call ministers and others, you know, in front of them. And they had the critical minister in this question, who's the Secretary of State for Levelling Up, who's Michael Gove, at the committee. And we had prepared the ground by briefing the chair of that committee, who's William Ragg, and a number of other MPs, you know, on our issues, which were that the legislation going through Parliament at the moment was looking to dilute the rights of blind and partially sighted people to vote independently and in secret. And the good result was that, you know, Michael Gove could not ignore the questions and the points that he was being asked and that were being made, and has sort of publicly asked his officials and ministers to take away the concerns that the MPs raised at our instigation to make sure that the bill provides the highest level of protection for blind and partially sighted people. So we're not there yet, but this is a really positive result this week from this committee, which has been doing what we've been wanting to do, was actually get to Michael Gove and get him as an individual to focus on this topic. And he's asked his officials and ministers to go and look at it. I've had many meetings with civil servants on this in his department, and so they're well briefed as well. And I hope there's going to be this sort of coming together, if you like, of evidence and opinion from the work we've done, you know, through these channels, which will make a, you know, a pretty clear argument about why this legislation needs to be amended.
Indeed, and there's more information on RNIB's website. We'll give you the details later on the campaign and the petition as well. World Book Day took place on March the 3rd this year, a celebration of all things book. You know, literature and the ability to read is massively important. It's always something which RNIB gets involved in, especially for younger people.
I'm very mindful this year, you know, for the last few years, of my kids being too old now to go, they're not at school anymore, so they don't need to go to school dressed up as a character for World Book Day. So I think my wife and I are really pleased about that. Yeah, this is 25th annual World Book Day. You know, you and I have spoken many times, Alan, we're both bibliophiles, so anything that's promoting books, you know, as you say, to young children is fabulous. So the good news is that we are making 13 titles available through a number of formats, audio through Daisy CD and Braille, and there's a variety of titles available within those 13 books. Jemima the Pig and the 127 Acorns by Michael Morpurgo, who's a great writer. and my very, 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 very silly book of True or False by Matt Lucas. Have a Welsh language book, Carnec by Aaron Hugh. And, as I say, there's 13 books available until the 31st of March. So the good news also about World Book Day is you've got 4 weeks after World Book Day to take advantage of this. If you go to our website or ring our helpline, you will find all the list of books and you can claim one free book per child through there. So look, I just think reading's fantastic. I got great pleasure when I was a kid reading. I've kept it going in my adult life. Never don't have a book on the go. And I'm a massive supporter of anything that puts books in the hands of children and young people.
All the info's on the website. One final item to discuss, Matt. The Winter Paralympic Games kick off, the opening ceremony on Friday, of course. And some visually impaired skiers in there, they tend to do quite well.
Yeah, they do. Well, we were sort of bailed out by the Scottish curlers, weren't we, in the Olympics? So thank goodness for them. The 25 Paralympians competing for GB across four disciplines. So alpine skiing, Nordic skiing, para snowboarding, as I've said, curling as well. And three of those 25 are visually impaired alpine skiers who very eminent athletes, actually. So if I just go through those. So the first one will be the defending slalom champion, Mena Fitzpatrick. She won gold last time out in Pyeongchang, South Korea. And she's got a new guide this year called Katie Guest. And Mena is a friend of the RNIB. She took part in our double dash run in 2019. We've also got Millie Knight, who's also a skier. She's going to be partnered by her guide, who's called Brett Wild. And we've done quite a lot of work with Millie, actually, on very, very relevantly on World Book Day today. So we work with the Bedshop Dreams. You might have seen do a lot of sponsorship of Olympians and Paralympians. And we've launched the brand's first ever Braille bedtime book to coincide with the Winter Olympics. And it's called Millie Knight's Olympic Dreams. And it talks about Millie's story and how she's become a para-alpine skier and won three Paralympic medals to date. So let's hope, you know, she goes and makes it four. And then we've got the final contestants is a team of brothers, really. Neil Simpson, who's the participant. He's his sort of debut game. So let's hope he gets close to the rostrum. And he actually is guided by his brother, Andrew. So that'd be probably a first, actually, having a brother guide you. So Andrew and Neil Simpson. So, you know, good luck to Neil, to Millie and to Mena, three blind and partially sighted athletes in our Paralympic team.
Good luck with the medals and the titles as well. And I think, Matt, we are going to be featuring that particular book in our Talking Book show. I think we might even be playing it as well.
So fantastic. Yeah, fantastic.
Something to look forward to. If you would like any information on the topics we've been discussing or indeed any of the services and supports available from RNIB, do have a look at rnib.org.uk. Call the helpline. Our friendly staff are there for you on 0303 123 9999. And of course, you can also get in touch on your smart speakers. Just ask Lady A to call RNIB's helpline. Matt, we've come to the end once again. We'll catch up again next week. But thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan. My pleasure.